The first was when Bobby Davis first called Syracuse police in 2002, accusing the former assistant basketball coach of molesting him. They found no reason to start an investigation. Another missed opportunity when Davis contacted SU about the allegations. The university ordered an investigation by a law firm.
This investigation was inadequate. There was little, if any, intellectual curiosity exhibited in the report in terms of follow-up, developing corroborating evidence.
There was another missed opportunity when the audio tape of Lori Fine talking about her husband's alleged activities was kept in the hands of ESPN and the Syracuse Post-Standard instead of prosecutors' hands.
First of all, we would have known flat out the kid was telling the truth. Then we would have done exactly what we're doing today. Are there other victims?
So if any of these things happen differently and information comes to prosecutors in a timely manner...
There's no doubt in my mind that if presented with these two victims today, then the statute of limitations had not run, there would be criminal charges against Bernie Fine.
And after a decade of missed opportunities, the district attorney had this to say to Bobby Davis, the boy who is now a 39-year-old man.
Bobby, I'm sorry it took so long. I wish I had met you as a prosecutor in 2002. Even more importantly, I wish I had met you as a prosecutor back in the 1980s. We wouldn't be here today.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.